This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right. Oh, welcome, everybody. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is a found weekend. What do I mean by that? Well, I should be right now in Florida at a major conference with Drs. Terry and Stu Warner at the Wellness Parenting Revolution. And it turns out, well, the hurricane had other plans. So a lot of the people that were from South Florida couldn't make it. There's a lot of things going on down there. So they postponed that for early January. Oh, my gosh, the horror. I'm going to have to go back to Florida in early January. Now, my buddy sitting to my left, Laban Ditchburg, doesn't know what January in Florida means, because normally when it's January, it's midsummer, because he's down under New Zealand and Australia. It's Laban Ditchburg, the world's greatest, best courage coach. Laban.
Robert Scott Bell, always a dream to be next to you, and what a wonderful event we're at today. But in answer to your question, is it going to be a white Christmas in Florida?
Never. Not unless you see soap bubbles flowing down from above. That's the only way they can do that.
Mardi Gras celebration. Mm-hmm. I am so looking forward to my first white Christmas.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're in a place with the mountains and the snow. You're going to have it. So I'm excited for you. So we're at, again, this is what I say about a bonus day or a bonus weekend. It's like God gave me an extra day that I didn't know I would have, because, you know, I was supposed to be in Florida for that big conference. I was there for half the week and had a great time with our friends at Natural Immunogenics, and then Chamberlain's Health Food Store. Got some reunions with great friends like Casey Krejci, my buddy Dr. Mark Chait, and others. And then the weekend was off, and so there was a conference called Your Health Freedom Utah, Kristen Chevrier, who we've had on this show. And usually I try to attend every year, and it's wonderful. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Kristen, I can't be there this year, and I'm going to be in Florida. And it's like, okay. And then turns out, well, that got postponed. So I'm at the Your Health Freedom Utah conference with my buddy Laban. And you've met some cool people already today.
There is some amazing, calibrated, high vibrational human beings in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ever feeling alone or you're despondent, make an excuse to get to an environment like this or get to an event like this, mm-hmm. because it really will level you up and lift that soul of yours up into mm-hmm. the stratosphere, I think.
Well, isn't that the thing about the opposite of what we experienced? And you were in lockdown central in Australia for a while, and you told me some stories about that. And I apologize because I haven't gotten through your book, but did you talk about some of the experiences in Australia as well during lockdown, or was that before or after the book?
No, the book was really up until 3 years ago.
Yeah, so Bet On You is the name of the book by Laban Ditchburn. Bet On You.
So it'll have to be in the next book,
yeah.
which is yet to be titled. Maybe Bet On You too.
Yes, I like it.
But it was... It's hard to complain about it, Rob, because it was really a powerful moment in my life. Like, it forced me to create my show, my podcast. It forced me to write the book. Mm. It forced me into my entrepreneurial journey a year earlier than I anticipated.
Yeah.
So as challenging as it was, don't get me wrong, we had martial law and curfews and 3-mile radiuses in which we had to stay within.
Yeah, the Australian gulag. I mean, it was incredible.
Right? Masks outside.
Outside, yeah.
Outside. Yeah. And so despite all the adversity, and it was very challenging, I'm very grateful that it happened the way that it did. So
well, it drove you to do the things you're doing now, to get out of there and to be here with us now and do, you know, the incredible journeys, the wonderful adventures that we're on. And that's why I say about this day is so special to me, because it was a day that I didn't plan I would have. It would have been a completely... Now, I'd had a great time wherever I am. That's not the point. But the point is I'm here. We're here for a reason and meeting some really cool people. I know Del Bigtree speaking at this event. I'm here with the Health Independence Alliance as well. Eric Moutsos, who you just met as well. Kevin Tuttle, our good buddy, is here with Scott Shera talking amazing, about those stories and updates.
My
and
Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our Amazing Grace. And you know, Grace Shera, who was Down syndrome, was killed in a hospital just about a year ago now. In Wisconsin, and we've told that story. And then my friend Irene, who you met, Irene, of course, her husband went into the hospital just about this time, right after Grace had died, not related except just in a calendar sense. And the killing fields of these hospitals have become, let's say, more overtly in everybody's face to recognize the things I've been warning people about for years here. And so as we come out of that dark time, you know, we're not guaranteed to have this time forever where we can come together or we can travel so easily. I'd like to think that that would be the case, but there are a lot of people that live in fear on this planet, Laban. And you, as the world's best courage coach, know that, and running and seeing patterns emerge and how people sabotage themselves, much less live in that fear. So the vulnerability, not necessarily that I have or that you have, although I'm humble enough to recognize I'm afraid of stuff. There's some things I can go, oh, I'm afraid of that. But the reality is, there are so many others that live on this planet, we share the planet with, that no matter what we try to do, we might not be able to reach them because it's a choice they have to make. You know, we're not here to pound them into submission. That's not our goal or role. So the journey that we're on is quite wide and varied. But at the same time, in the midst of a lot of trauma, tragedy, even downturns of the economy, there are people that do very well, become very successful, become very abundant. And I want to speak and appeal to that experience moving forward, realizing, yes, there's going to be a lot of... Like, you're like, well, are we on the same planet? But that's always been the case. It's just more in our face.
Well, fear is contagious, right? But you know the great
so
news?
Is courage.
Right? Courage is contagious too. And this might be beneficial to someone out there. Where do I start with this stuff, right? Well, it starts with us. It starts with you. And the more courageous that you can be in your own being, you will inspire other people, and it will multiply in a way that you can't even quantify at this point. And we don't really need to know the mechanics or the mathematics of it. But I've witnessed this in my own life, and I've seen this, you know, and been blessed enough to be around you long enough as well, Rob. Start with you and spread the contagion of courage, all right? Because when you're feeling courageous, you're not feeling that very fearful.
I'm writing this down as I'm taking notes here. Courageous is contagious. Courageous is contagious. Just like fear is contagious, which doesn't rhyme, but it's true, it is too. But courageous, being courageous is contagious.
I think you might have just found the title for my next book. Your book title. You know,
you're welcome to use it. Like I said, I don't claim ownership over the power to heal is yours, although it's nice when people say, I heard about it from Robert Scott Bell, but it's okay. But courageous, being courageous is contagious. And that is something that if we want to have, a powerful positive influence, we know if we hang around fearful people long enough, we can be falling into that same trap of their fearful emotions and things. At the same time, when we're around people that have courage, like people hanging out with you, suddenly feel like they walk a little bit taller, right? And that's kind of that courageous, contagious that I'm thinking about here. And so choose your media wisely, choose the people you hang out with wisely, because they, as much as you want to have an impact on them, if they're dragging you down because of their fearful state of being, you can withstand that for a while if you have really, really adept and what I'd say disciplined practices. You know, I'm not saying you can't go into those environments and still be okay, but the longer you're there, the harder you'll be challenged to maintain that high level of courageousness. Does that make sense?
Well, I think that the reason I've been so successful in my journey and this courage journey, Rob, is I've become ruthless at who I allow in my circle of influence.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about this a lot, but you have to become ruthless, even if it's for a period of time where you do not allow people, including family members, into your life that do not serve us well.
Yeah.
Because you cannot carry everyone. You got to look after yourself first and foremost. That's my opinion.
So there's a positive aspect to being canceled. It's like, I didn't want to hang out with you anyway, right? You're bringing me down. Now, again, you don't have to rub it in, but I acknowledge a discord that's not, doesn't feel so happy, per se, right? When we're like, oh my gosh, but that's my friend, that's my loved one, that's my family member. and they canceled me. But at the same time, it could be a blessing, I believe, in disguise. That is, it's giving you an opportunity to remove yourself from an environment that was dragging you down, bringing you down, keeping you in a state of consciousness that no longer suited you, like an old piece of clothing, you know, after you've lost 150 pounds or something. It's like, well, this doesn't fit. Why would I try to fit into that again? This is not you anymore.
And the great thing about a block button is that you can unblock, and you can be unblocked. And what I found, Rob, is that with time now, family members and friends are starting to circle back around and come back into my life. And it's, you know, they were bad people at all. It's just we were different.
Sure.
And that's one of the more gratifying moments of this, when they knock on the door and they say, hey, you know, they won't even like a post or comment, but they'll say, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm proud of you, or I love what you're doing. And that can take some time, but it's that boundary setting. Boundary settings are really important in all parts of life, but with the boundary setting, you allow people the space to maybe reflect about how they react, they were acting, and then they can rationalize and come back around.
Okay, I got a question that just came to mind as you're saying that.
Shoot.
You know, the people that will say, hey, I'm proud of you, right? At the same time, they may be doing it quietly behind the scenes for whatever reason. What about the blokes, using a term that you would use, your blokes that give you crap? And I say this from a fun banter sort of way. How can you tell the difference between that kind of giving you crap, keeping your ego in check, versus really trying to degrade you and bring you down? Because I'm a guy that'll throw out things and have fun and just be silly about that stuff, and it's not at least meaning to be a negative talk or a negative self-talk, like people that would throw barbs at you to knock you down to size, versus the joy of blokes that just kind of riff on each other, rib each other. Does that make sense? It may be a hard question to answer, but it just occurred to me.
Here's my opinion on this, Rob. Yeah. I've been very self-disciplined by eliminating all negative self-talk out of my life. And as a result, not 1,000% perfect, but I'm pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I don't do it to others. There's always truth and humor.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. And whether people realize they're doing it or not, I'm maybe a little bit more sensitive. And initially as well, it was easy for me just to cut them off. But I'm confident enough in my own ability and self-assured enough now where maybe I can handle it better, but it doesn't happen to me very much. Right?
But
they know not to push that boundary.
Right. But the question is, again, and it may be a Jedi Master question of like, how do you navigate people that aren't necessarily trying to bring you down, but it's like old patterns when you were mates when you were kids, and you'd rip on each other. You know, when is that just fun banter, and when could that contribute to a negative self-image, for instance? We'll be back with the world's best courage coach, Laban Ditchburn, and my buddy here at the Your Health Freedom Utah Conference. And, well, after this, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here. RobertScottBell.com is the website, right? It's easy to get there. And you can text my initials, RSB, to 22828. Text RSB to the numbers, 22828. So you enter. I have to do this really clearly because I tried this the other day in Florida and they were like, what? Text RSB 22828? No. 22828 is the text number. Enter that. Then you enter in the text box where you write in whatever. RSB, boom, and then right back you'll get a message. Hey, enter your email address. That's as simple as it is, and you can be part of the newsletter that Superdon sends out about 6 days a week. Really great stuff, including poll questions of the day and fun things like that, and probably a little bit about Laban today in the newsletter. So there we go,
God bless you, Superdon.
Yeah, he's amazing, absolutely amazing. So the idea again of establishing, I guess, a consciousness crew. Right, a crew of people, new friendships, new family members, maybe not blood related. And this is where we've all been, well, many of us anyway, in the last couple of years, where we've been forced to realize that the people we thought were on our similar consciousness level, and this is not about judgment, better or smarter or dumber, that's not it, about a vibration, an energy that you're drawn to that is uplifting to you rather than degrading to you, one that brings you down. You know, you feel like, oh, I'm sapped of energy, versus being around people that are like, oh, man, I'm so great. Let's go run to the top of the mountain. Even if you can't yet. You're like, I feel like I could. That's a feeling that I would crave, and I'm finding people and find people to be in your sphere that make you feel like that.
Well, I'm going to throw it back to you because I think it's a brilliant question, a challenging one.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel when someone takes a shot at you that maybe you don't know super well,
mm-hmm,
and doesn't know all your story,
mm-hmm,
and says something that you like, That had a bit of punch to it, a bit of sting to it. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, well, I just punch him in the nose. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. You know, for the most part, because I had this initial starting point years ago, and I have these very visceral memories of going. Well, I was in Georgia at the time in my early homeopathic career, where I was doing some lecture tours, like at health food stores, And sometimes you'd have just two or three people show up. I mean, it's back in the 90s when this was happening. Usually they were elderly ladies who wanted to find out if they can take something instead of their drug from a natural product store. And I would do a talk about what I was learning and what I knew. And they sometimes were very, what I consider, fairly mean and direct to me about, I didn't like it when you said that, or you can't say that. Now, it could have been a very personal attack I could have taken easily and go, oh my gosh, how dare you say that to me? But I always respected my elders, even if I didn't agree with them, just respected them. And I said, you know what? What's important to me here? I had to self-reflect. I was like, is it more important that I am, that I don't have any critique or criticism after it because I'm so good at what I'm doing or talking? Or is it more important for me to learn from what they're telling me? Excuse me. Well, that was horrible. I sneezed on the air. Sun sneezing. You can see the sun's coming in. Or is it more important for me to learn what they're saying because I'm really committed to what I want to communicate, that I feel is so important that I'm out here putting myself on the line to communicate it, and I want it to land. And their critique is actually helping me to understand how to communicate better. So I could either take it from my ego or from my mission. And if my mission was pure and true, then it was like, I don't care what they're saying. I'm not going to take this personally. And I'm going to listen to what they have to say, and I'm going to apply it next time. And then I made a conscious decision at that point, not knowing about all the rules of things, that it's more important for me to help people wherever they are, and I'm going to hear what they have to say, and I'm going to do better. So this, you know, from time to time, yes, you'll get barbs at you. I kind of let it roll off, but if there's something that stings a little, then I'll know there's some truth to it. And I'm like, ooh, ow, what was that and why? And if I'm true to what I set up in the beginning, then I'm going to look at it honestly. And I'll usually talk to my wife. I'll say, Nance, hey, I heard this. Is this something you feel it resonates or not? And she's good because she knows me and she can sense, oh, that was just a nonsense thing. Or, yeah, you could do that better, because if I stray a little bit, she knows. So I guess in the long answer to your short question, it is a commitment to mission and a diminishment of the ego, even though the ego is important for you to be able to walk out in the world. It's not like you diminish it completely, but recognize, is that what is driving me? Is that what I'm after, that gratification? Or am I getting greater gratification from a person that says, I heard what you said, I understood it, and I applied it, and it got me well. And I'm like, that heart feeling, as opposed to this, you know, other thing.
Well, that's the grown-up response. And a great one. And in the time that it took you to answer that question, you made me reflect and think about that really these people are our greatest teachers, right? And my wife Anna talks about the people that throw the most amount of barbs are our greatest teachers.
Hold that thought. Those dart and barb throwers, we're going to talk more about that with Laban Ditchburn, world's best courage coach, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the Health Freedom Utah, your Health Freedom Utah event right now.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
News update. The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong. Well, I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country. And he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Special thanks to our friends at Orange Guard, orangeguard.com. This is the delimonene-based pesticide that is safe to use around your kids and your pets, in your garden, even organic growing. It doesn't corrupt it. It's OMRI listed for organic growing as well. And it'll take care of the ants and the roaches and the little bugaboos, the aphids that you don't like, without harming the general environment. Made from the orange peel, delimonene, orangeguard.com. You can pick it up at your local Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and straight by going to orangeguard.com. Back with my good buddy Laban Ditchbird, and you were asking questions about people that throw barbs at you or critique you and maybe send some negative things your way, and how does it strike you and what do you do about it? And then you were just going into about your wife, Anna, who we've had on the show. Anna is the world's best, what we call it, trauma recovery coach. She's amazing. And I was thinking, because I went back to my wife, I said, yeah, I can always go to my wife and say, hey, what do you think of this?
what is this? You know, it's like you have someone to bounce it off of. Now, I don't mean to bum out anybody that doesn't have a deep love in their life, a partner for life kind of thing. But, you know, you might have a friend or somebody to do that, or you might have to find out a way to go within in your relationship with the divine, with the spirit, with God as well to communicate, hey, what was that all about? What do I really do with that? But you were going right then again to your partner in life.
It was really around the vitriol that we experienced, particularly being in a more public forum from time to time. I got to say, like, it's 99.9% of the feedback that I certainly get, and hopefully with you as well, RSB, is positive. But it's the 0.1%
sure.
that we notice the most. And as I've been on this journey of, as I've sort of been progressing and my profile's been getting bigger and bigger, I'm attracting a little bit more heat here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those really, they really got me, because my former life, I was a validation seeker. And I would do a lot of self-deprecating things to attract attention. And I was used to getting people to like me, or at least think that they would like me.
But you like the party guy that goes, hey, watch me drink this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then jump off that.
Right, right, yeah. Hey, watch this. What? No.
And then dive out of the way of that train and, like, you know, I should be dead about 100 times over. But I had a situation recently where a guy from my former life, he used to work in recruitment, right? He was a guy that I placed. I got him a job as a contractor earning at least $1,000 a day on a couple of occasions. And I created a post that went out on LinkedIn that was really nothing at all to do with me. It was regarding a guest that I interviewed who's a hypnotherapist, Tim Shure, who's been on your show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the most vitriolic, like, unbelievable comment. And it really negatively affected me, Rob. And I was with Anna, and I showed her this, and she just said to me, you do realize that that's everything to do with him and nothing at all to do with me. And the lesson there is that, like, any time you're on the receiving end of anything really heavy, I'm not talking about a, like constructive criticism, we're talking about someone who's really tearing into you, it's a trigger response to something that's going on, some other inner turmoil in their own life. And when you can learn to just, like, work out the difference between constructive criticism, feedback, and being able to handle that versus dodging these barbs, I think it's a really great level of ascension that you've achieved. Because a lot of people don't get it, and a lot of people that are spewing out the hate don't realize that it's coming from within. I've done it. I still do it on occasion. But I'm becoming far more aware of it now. I can just send them love and abundance.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. And to delineate, again, the difference being significant, even hurtful, that might be perceived that way, critique versus just a vicious attack that's more of a reflection of the state of somebody's, you know, suffering or their wound. And I know many people will act and react because of their wounds, and will often take it out on, they could take it out on you. You never know. And you're like, well, why is that? Now, maybe because you're tough enough to handle it, and that you can give back not that hate or vitriol or the punch in the nose I was joking about, but just reflect back the love. Now, that can be uncomfortable for them, too. But at the same time, you're not adding to the burden. You're not elevating or escalating something that could achieve, you know, really nothing a whole lot good, actually. That could end up bringing genuine harm to yourself as well. So you mentioned the adult response. I talk about it in terms of maturity and immaturity. When we, you know, are younger, and I had some level of experience and maturity even when I was immature in other ways. There were certain things that were like, I just get that. I don't know why. I just get it. And I began to apply it and saw benefit in my life and in the life of others. And yet one of the hardest things to do is accept critique when it is given with great sincerity. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it because we're so, you know, maybe we're carrying wounds that are just right below the surface. We're trying to cover up and hide and pretend we don't have. But then they can highlight and spotlight it, which is what the point I said about if it stings, like you point out, does it like hit like a barb where you're like, ooh, that didn't just bounce off like, oh, that's ridiculous. I know that's ridiculous, versus there might be some element of truth to that. And then what? What do you do with it? Where do you go from there? And I think of your wife in terms of recovering from trauma, like almost nobody's ever been. I mean, I don't mean to compare traumas. Everybody's trauma is their own, and it's unique and important to them. And the question is, how do you take those wounds that seem to be reopened because they never healed and move forward? Again, I guess that's maybe the point in which what a coach could help you do, or however you define what you do in terms of bringing or helping to awaken the courageous within for somebody that seeks your help out. Well, it's a great point, Rob, and 95% of our daily actions are run by our subconscious, right? And if you are operating at a place where you are unconsciously incompetent, right? And I'm not talking about your ability to drive a car or cook a, you know, an omelet. It's about becoming aware of the fact that you are not able to handle a certain thing. And then at least when you become conscious of it, then you can start taking action to fix. The role that a really good coach will play will to shortcut that whole learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to spend 20 years of your life figuring out that it's you spewing hate because it's something inside you, and then only to find out that, you know, 20 years down the line. Whereas you can learn this stuff a lot quicker, and the more that you master the stuff, the faster you can ascend,
mm-hmm.
all right, towards enlightenment. And I think that's really the point.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people hurting, but there's a lot of people helping too. And I think that the question of where do you place your attention, you know, where attention goes, energy flows. And part of it is breaking the cycle of, we talked briefly about negative self-talk and how those things that even in jest can be interpreted by your subconscious in a way that they don't get the joke. It doesn't get the joke. And so I've had to become a little sensitive about that kind of concept of ribbing. And how even though you might not mean anything by it, there could be elements of truth. And unless it's the point of such absurdity, you're like, come on, this is obviously absurd. But you hope that you know somebody well enough that they also know that too, where you can be in that safer space to where you can give each other crap. And you're like, yeah, I mean, we're totally just digging each other and loving on each other. But this is the way sometimes men do it. Guys do it, right? So I don't mean to dismiss that there's a possibility that you can have relationships with people that aren't negative that involve that. But sometimes you might need to take a step back and check out. It's like, ooh, well, where is it coming from? You know, how can we consciously engage in that kind of thing? Because I'm not looking for everybody to be so wimpified and wussified that they can't take a joke either, right? There's something a lot about, it's like you become hypersensitive where you snowflake melt the moment you hear a word that you perceive in a way that now we've corrupted the ability to just speak at all. We're so afraid to talk because we might offend somebody.
Well, look at the way that comedy's gone in the last decade. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's virtually impossible to find anything that's of any significance humor-wise now because people are so fearful. But I'd like to throw a challenge out to the listener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jack Canfield, who wrote Success Principles and co-authored the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, is a guest on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He shared a swear jar scenario that he operates at home, but instead mm-hmm. of putting money in for swearing, it's for negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe try for 30 days no negative self-talk and just see how that impacts you and how your awareness of how other people speak. Because you talk about being around, you know, are the wrong people, and normally the amount of ribbing and whatever. And I think once you become conscious again, consciously, you know, competent, then you can then make a better, more informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
So every time negative self-talk, I could never do that, it's $5, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
if that stinks, mm-hmm. doesn't matter how much money you got, right?
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just try for 30 days and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, simple challenge, but maybe a hard challenge. I talk about the challenge of fasting every week. My friends in the Jewish faith, of course, this past week was Yom Kippur, and they fasted that one time during the year, in fact. And I remember growing up doing that. And now doing it once a week is not a problem at all. It's like, wow, this is interesting. And then maybe you'll find such benefit in doing it for a day. You might want to do it a two-day fast or a three-day even. And for those of you who are just entering into that ability to even do a fast for a few hours between meals, you know, I had to work up to the ability to do that because I was severely hypoglycemic many, many years ago and recognized the mineral deficiencies in me that precipitated the difficulty or near impossibility of doing something so beneficial like fasting. And, you know, you've been experimenting. We've been joking about this. The Zevia sodas, which are the stevia sweetened, which are not caloric sweetener. I love stevia. I mean, I use it in my mate tea and everything for years I have. Organic, of course. Yet at the same time, you always have Casey Krejci's. They had Zevia soda. These Zevias have really I wish I had stock in the Zevias because they've been a great transition from the horrible sugary soft drinks or artificial soft drinks to something they don't even put food coloring in at all. Colorings are all. So it's clean soda. I will acknowledge that. But even that in terms of the concept of fasting or experimentation with how we can move through life and
gain control over the things that seem to have controlled us.
Well, you know, we spoke about during the week when I was doing a blood sugar experiment, because I did a what ended up being about a 42-hour fast, I think. But I don't know if it technically is a fast, because I did start drinking the Zevias, but just purely to check my blood sugar levels. And incidentally, they didn't actually spike at all. However, my fasting
glucose
blood sugar
level,
in the morning was higher. So maybe there is an insulin spike there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating, but I love the way you go about it. It's like, I'm going all in. I'm going to learn about this. No subtlety there. That's not Levin Ditchburn subtlety. But, yes, he can teach subtle lessons through the intensity of being the world's best courage coach. And as we found out, courageous is contagious. Being courageous is contagious. That's the rhyme of the day, and I like that, because as well, we acknowledge that fear is contagious too. So choose wisely the folks that you're going to interact with. You know, to see what you want to do, you'll see that your state of consciousness is reflected and reflects among those you hang out with the most. My mom used to say, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are, right? There's an ability to identify some level of truth in that regard. And so I think it's an important thing. And it doesn't mean don't interact with people that are not identical to you either. But when we get back, we'll go through the nuances and discussions of that as well here on The Robert Scapell Show. Thanks for being here. RobertScapell.com.
The Robert Scapell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events are listed, and funny enough, the upcoming events tab at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. It's that cool, and we're here at Your Health Freedom Utah. Kristen Chevrier, my friend, is hosting this again. She's doing it every year, and great crowd of people here, good people that are here we're meeting. I was talking with Eric Muchos. I introduced you to Eric Muchos, former Salt Lake City cop.
He's a handsome-looking man, isn't he?
Quite a story he's had in waking up to the corruption within the police and his willingness to speak out. He recognizes the spiritual nature of everything. And Jordan Cassidy Gunderson of the H. Mechtin fame, and I haven't fully talked about that on the air. I've talked about it behind the scenes, Herbal Mechtin. I want to get a show put together for that coming up, so stand by for that. Del Bigtree is here. Also, let's see, who else? Oh, our buddy Kevin Tuttle.
Oh, Kevin Tuttle.
With Scott Shara. Your Amazing Grace, and what was it like meeting Kevin? What do you think?
Well, Kevin Tuttle is the very reason that I'm sitting next to you.
Isn't that
the reason
that
I'm staying with you guys at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, for anyone who's out there who's listening, who has a show, has a podcast, who has a radio show that needs someone who is probably the most organized person.
PR.
Kevin Tuttle is your man. He's your guy. Mm-hmm. And just a heart-centered, Christ-led individual with such a big heart.
Yeah.
And I'm blessed to know the man.
I was saying, you know, it took me about 22-plus years to get to 1,500 guests, okay? That's a lot of guests, but and I only count them once, even though they've been on multiple times, because I've done thousands of shows. We're probably approaching 10,000 shows now after all these years. But in the last year, since we had Kevin booking, helping us book people, I've got almost 1,600 in less than a year. So that means 100 out of that. I mean, out of all those other years, it's like really accelerated, which is great. So for those of you looking for public relations, he's got Spirit PR, which he started, and he's doing great work. We appreciate Kevin. See, he's a guy I like to rib. We do rib each other back and forth, but I tend to think it be more positive and silly. But I'll have to check in with him based on our discussion today.
I don't get the feeling that he's got a bad bone in his body. He does. He gives me ribbing from time to time. But coming from him, it doesn't.
Well, he's been through trauma. You know, your wife interviewed him for her podcast too, and it's hard to much less acknowledge the experience he's been through. But to not come out of that, or to come out of that and not repeat those
behaviors. A lot of times people get stuck and locked into those behaviors. They've been abused and other things. And we've seen an awakening and an enlightenment in him that is transformative and that doesn't go down that same pattern, that breaks the pattern, which I'm happy when I see that happen because it doesn't always happen that way.
That's really inspiring.
Yeah.
Really inspiring.
Yeah. So let's see. What else is going on out there as we're wrapping up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show again? Shout out. This is Your Health Freedom Symposium. For those of you who ever get to come to it every year, Kristen puts this on and brings in a lot of great speakers, including Jim Moody, who we've had on this show as well. Of course, I mentioned Del Bigtree. Bree Andressen, I think we've interviewed for, she's from React 19. Pierre Corey, also here.
Big Nine.
Yeah.
Big Nine.
And Jared St. Clair, local health food store owner and radio show guy. Mary Holland from, Children's Health Defense, and Scott Sherrill we mentioned as well. And, we're just gonna, and our buddy Charlie is here. We're gonna plan to go out and have an organic meal and go bowling. As Laban says, 10-pin bowling. I'm like, is there 12-pin bowling I didn't know about that you have to say 10-pin?
How do you know how many balls you're gonna knock over if you don't say 10?
10 pins, you, whatever they got, you just knock them over. I never thought that the number mattered. That was just me.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those things. It's just the nuances, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What other trips you got coming up? Have you just been gallivanting all over Florida?
Well, yeah, the Health Freedom Expo is next weekend in Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago. You guys are going to be at Disney, I think.
Yeah, are you going to go get a deep dish organic pizza?
If I could find one. I've never heard of an organic deep dish in Chicago, which would be kind of cool to do. But David Martin's going to be there, of course. I think Kevin Tuttle's going to be there as well because Scott Sherrill will be there. And many of our friends, Paul Bertero, John Hewlett from Cardio Miracle. You haven't met John yet.
Not yet.
But that Cardio Miracle stuff is amazing. That's going to be there as well. And we've got Sherry Neal and Jonathan from ChooseToBeHealthy.com. So next weekend is going to be sensational. I hope you can join us at the Tinley Park Convention Center outside of Chicago for the Health Freedom Expo. The following weekend, the 22nd of October, I'll be in the Pittsburgh area, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, and that's going to be the Health Freedom event as well, sponsored by Health Hut, which is a great group of stores there in the western Pennsylvania area that not only are selling great products like the Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper, but again, believe in the freedom message, or else they wouldn't have invited me to speak at that event. And Dr. James Lyons-Weiler, Dr. Jack, great guy, smart guy. We love to have him on the show whenever we can. Will also be there. And that's just two of a few. And we'll be back in Salt Lake City for the Red Pill Expo. G. Edward Griffin, bringing that back, Dr. David Martin as well. And that's the 12th and 13th of November. So hope to see you there. Back after the break with more powerful healing, because the power to heal is yours. Thanks, Laban.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.